Lesson 9. Reading. Fred thought he was a very clever man, and he was particularly proud of his skill in mathematics. But as often happens with people who have perhaps too high an opinion of themselves, he was impatient and seldom listened to what others were saying. He was particularly bad at listening to his wife Helen, and she often complained bitterly about this. Then one day she had an idea. When he came home from work, she said, "Fred, I've got an amusing puzzle for you." "Oh, yes," he answered. "But I suppose you won't listen to what I'm saying," Helen said, turning away and beginning to prepare dinner. "Of course I'll listen," Fred answered angrily. "I always listen to what you have to say." "All right, then," Helen went on. "This is a mathematics puzzle." Fred smiled and said, "You can't find a mathematics puzzle that I can't solve." "Well," Helen began, "imagine that you're the driver of a bus. There are 42 passengers in it, and at the first bus stop, 5 get off, and 8 get on. At the next bus stop, nobody gets off, but 3 more get on. Now the question is, what's the name of the bus driver?" Up to this time, Fred had been thinking the puzzle was too easy, but now he became angry. "How should I know what the driver's name was?" "There you are," Helen answered. "You never listen to what I say. I told you at the beginning of the puzzle that the driver of the bus was you."